Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Dr. Show. I've been waiting to see you call in all week because I know you are at the answers. You're the answers for living, for the sake of your family, for the sake of your job. You want to know, why am I doing all of this? Why am I getting up every morning? Why am I laying down at night? Something has to make sense. I don't think that I'm about anything. I just think I'm on some treadmill and I can't seem to get off. I don't even know what I'm living for. I don't know what I'm living for. But the doctor's talking to me. He's here today to give me answers. Now, whoever's on this line with that muted form, I need to mute. I can't really hear anything because there's a lot of shaking there in the background. So whoever you are, please either mute your phone or hang up and call back again. But hear anything. You cannot hear anything because there's a lot of muffling in the background. Once again, you're on the Dr. Cappuccino Show, and guess what our topic is today? All hail the king. And you know who the king is? You know who the king is? You know who the queen? You. We've been missing the boat here. All hail the king. That king is you, your majesty, your highness. It's you. It's all about you. There's nothing to fear in the truth. There's nothing to fear. That when you're doing right, living right, even when you want to do right and you seem to keep doing wrong, guess what? You're still counted as one in the inner circle. Walk or crawl if you must, but just remember to do it in the power of glory. You're going to learn how this morning. This show is a show that is syndicated nationwide. Many people, hundreds, are interested in the Dr. Cappuccino Show because we have answers. We're not playing any games. We're not asking for a boatload of money. We're just making sure that whatever you need as a human being, as a person, as a creative force, you can get it. You can hear all about it on the Dr. Cappuccino Show. Now, why are we moving away from the flipment? We're not moving away. We're just putting the spotlight on you. We're not moving away from the cause of the footman to the rescue. We're here to help rescue you, the you that you know you are. You might not be expressing it, but you were created for a purpose. And you know what that purpose is? To continue shining bright in the oasis of our universe. That means you. No matter what mommy's told you, daddy's told you, no matter what your friends have said, it's all about you right now. You stepping up to the plate of who you really are, who you were born to be, the divinity in you. There's a bloodline that you can trace back through centuries. Isn't that fantastic? You might not have the time, but you can trace yourself back to glory, all the way back to a place where men and women, all creatures, meant something. And right now we're going to bring Colonel Harrison in. I'm so glad whoever that was that all of that Shakespeare thing on this line has either dropped off because we got something to say here and we want you to hear it. Colonel Harrison, are you with us today?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Cappuccino, and listening audience. I'm with you again this morning and glad to be with you again and top of the morning to all and hope all is doing well.
Well, I'm glad you're here with us because you're a wise man, you're a man of glory. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, people have been taking their life, and they're still going to continue to commit suicide and to hurt their families, to beat up their wives, to make sure their children are hurt day by day. This thing is real, called living and called life. And that's why you and I and several others are on the program today, because we want to hear about this thing called glory. If I'm so much of a great person, if I'm so much of a person that can win at all costs, why do I feel bad? Why does everything I touch tend to crumble? Why does no matter how hard I pray, oops, I'm still in the same shape. I'm still in the same place. I'm still doing the same thing. I'm still thinking the same thing. What in the world is wrong with that picture?
wrong with that picture. Because when you start talking about praying, there's a way to approach God. Many, many people don't understand that. They don't know why their prayers are not answered or why it's taking so long to answer the prayer. They don't know through the suffering if they're going to even make it to the next day. But we are here to say you are somebody. And you know why you are somebody? You are somebody because you were created in the image of a creator. A lot of people following Nietzsche, Darwinism, all of the late philosophers on how life began and how life will end. But we have a source that shows that the Creator God has something glorious in mind. He has something great in mind for you and for me. And so right now, hey, we're saluting you, our listening audience, because without you, there would be nothing to glorify in. All creatures were created to glorify their creator. And that's what we're going to talk about. Colonel Harrison, you know, people feeling that they're nothing, that things that they've done and that they're doing is not going to come to anything, that nothing they say really matters. They feel they're walking dead. What can we say to a person created by an intelligent force to people that feel?
Well, Doc, we all were created in the image of God, and God didn't create us, mankind, with a spirit of fear. He created us to interact with each other, love each other, uphold each other, support one another. Fear causes torment. It causes uncertainty. It causes depression. And I'm reminded that one of the great presidents of the past saying there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And he was saying to us that whatever it is that you are afraid of, you have to confront it. Because if you don't confront it, it will be like a ghost and it will haunt you for a long period of time, perhaps for the rest of your days. So we create the image of a being that loves us and want us to love one another and didn't give us a spirit of fear, but gave us a spirit of love. And I'll pause. If you can hear me, I lost my audio, Doc.